That's Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There's no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. It's rising from the end of the heavens and its circuit to the end of them, and there's nothing hidden from its heat. What the psalmist is saying here is that, you know, the creation speaks for itself. It's not some mystical thing we can read into, but God has put his, it's like in Romans says that, you know, how is it? I'm bad at quoting them, but basically it's, you know, we're without excuse because God's signature is on his creation. And I know in other places, another spot in scripture says that, you know, even the rocks would cry out. And it's not that they're literally crying out like a little baby over it, but it's like they even have the most mundane things have his hand on them. And so let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this moment this morning to share your word and to share with the brethren in worship of you. And I just ask that you find our worship acceptable this morning. Amen.